How can you become more kind, more affectionate, more loving to our brothers and sisters? Now, we can simplify this question. How can you show our affection, love, concern, and become one with our spiritual brothers and sisters? Now, always we have to know at this point that there is a source. The source is the Supreme. We are all students, and at the same time, we are aiming at teaching. Means, while you are learning, we are planning or thinking of teaching. We are learning from the Supreme. He is teaching us every day, every hour, every minute, how to become kind, affectionate, loving, illumining, and fulfilling. Each day, when you pray and meditate, we learn. We learn from the Absolute Supreme. And then, immediately, our inner beings try to share with others. Others, we call them others because we have not yet established our oneness, there is others. Every moment we are seeing that we gain something if we pray and meditate. Now, when we gain something, we try to keep it for ourselves. But if we can give that very thing, share with others, it immediately increases. Like knowledge. Art and knowledge, the more we share, the more we gain. And the heavenly knowledge, which is wisdom, oneness, this increases immediately in infinite measure. With one light, with one lamp, we can ignite another lamp. With one flame, we can ignite another flame, or two flames, or three flames. This is one way. But again, we can bring to the fore the entire knowledge sun. If you can bring to the fore the entire knowledge sun or wisdom sun from within, then automatically we see all the flames inside that sun, S-U-N. Now, one flame, two flames, three flames, we can separate the flames, and then we can try to see by collecting them that the existence of the sun. Again, without separating the flames from the sun itself, we can see the sun, and inside the sun, we can see the flames. Each brother, each spiritual brother and sister, you can see them as flame from the sun. And again, if you can bring to the fore your own inner sun, you will see that the flame, each flame embodies another sun. The sun itself embodies countless flames. But again, inside each flame, a new sun is dawning. Now, when you look at your spiritual brothers and sisters, if you can see them, an exact prototype of your life, of your reality, that you, if you see someone, your spiritual brother or sister, if you can feel that only two bodies, but one goal and one source, only to remind yourself at every moment of the goal and of the source, where you came and where you will return. If you can remember that, then automatically you will be kinder, more loving, more affectionate, more illuminating, and more fulfilling. Now, an instrument. Now, you play instrument, you play on viola, you play other instruments. Now, you know, you play these instruments well. Now, while playing, if you see that one string is not functioning well, what do? You you fix it properly. Your concentration is not only on one string, but on four strings. If one string creates problems for you, then you cannot play well. So here, each spiritual brother is a string inside your heart. The violin that you play, the viola that you play, is an outer reality. But there is also an inner reality, inner viola, which you are playing every day, every hour, every minute. That you play with your sincerity, simplicity, and humility, purity, divinity. There again, these are the strings. If sincerity goes away, sincerity is not functioning, then the whole instrument is useless. If purity string is not functioning well, then again your whole music will be ruined. So each string has a name: sincerity, purity, humility, and divinity, and so forth. So when you think of yourself, think of your own instrument. You are that particular instrument, and your instrument has quite a few strings, and name them as sincerity, humility, purity, divinity, and so forth. Now, try to keep all the strings in perfect order. And if you can keep them in perfect order, then only you will have satisfaction, so that we can have one family, one consciousness, one reality, one soul, and one goal.